Let's head to the Vision Home Loans newsline. And we were talking about the Olympics and the Olympians being stymied by coronavirus. But there's one Olympian that has certainly made headlines around the globe with a change in her status. And we're talking about Simone Biles. Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent, joining us with details of that story. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Shannon. Yeah, it's not directly related to COVID, but it's probably tangentially related to COVID because everything affected everything here at Tokyo regarding the Olympics has been affected by COVID. No crowds in the stands. Everyone's wearing masks. Social distancing. The women's gymnastics team is not staying in the Olympic Village, but in their own hotel rooms to try to limit exposure. So I think that it all has played on Simone Biles' psyche. That's why she decided to pull herself out of the team competition. She says now she will not participate in the all-around competition coming up in a couple of days, and she's taking it day by day to decide whether she's mentally fit and feeling well enough to compete in the individual events. It's not a physical thing. It's purely a mental thing at this point, Shannon.
But with so many eyes of the world on her, trained on her, you can understand the pressure she was on, but she had to know this going into the games. And now, you know, sadly, this becomes the story of the games.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And she did know. She's been in this spotlight for several years, but I think that it's had kind of a cumulative effect on her. It's finally weighing on her to the point that she says, I can't do it again. And if you saw the images, the pictures of her when she came down in that vault the other day that scored pretty low, she had not even done the routine that she wanted to do, the twist or the move, when she came down. And in that still image, you can see on her face, she looks confused about where she even is, Shannon. And that's part of the reason she's decided to pull herself out of the competition at this point anyway, because if she is not 100% focused, if there's some distraction in her mind, she could badly hurt herself. She doesn't want to do that.
And of course, this, you know, almost issuing in kind of a change of course for a number of athletes, as well as there's been pretty overwhelming support for Simone's decision instead of, you know, years past where there would have been discussions of just keep on, just plug through and really taking advantage of the moment in the Olympics, no matter what the cost is.
Right. I think these Olympics, as much as any, have highlighted that issue, the issue of the mental health of athletes, not just their physical ability, Andrew, but also the state of mind that they're going through and the pressure they're under. And so people are recognizing that. I think it began with Naomi Osaka when she took that little break earlier this year, and because of the pressure she was feeling at the time. And it seems to have given other athletes permission, if not just to talk about it, but also to act on it. That's what Simone Biles has done.
Are there any real fallout impacts because of Simone Biles' decision? I mean, one could argue that maybe it may have cost the team the gold, but then again, it may not have. They may have ended up with the silver medal anyway. I mean, are there any other impacts like that expected?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, she is still the winningest gymnast in the world at this point, and she was proud of her teammates. There were other three teammates. They went out there and they won that silver medal. She had the lowest score in the vault that day. Who knows what else she might have done in the rest of that team competition. So maybe coming out with the silver was a really good thing. It could have been worse than that. Is there other impact? Absolutely. I mean, if you talk to TV executives and affiliates out there that are hoping to get people watching these events, if Simone Biles says, I'm out, that's going to drop off quite dramatically. So I think there will be some impact. But at the same time, as the longer she says, I'm just holding on day by day, I haven't decided yet, the more people, I think, will probably be watching, Shannon.
Okay, well, we'll continue to be watching regardless, I'm sure.
All right.
Thank you, Jim Ryan, reporting from Tokyo on the Olympics.